Heavenly Father, we appreciate you this morning because you are in the midst of your people. We thank you for the first Sunday in the month of September. We know it's another time for you to visit us. Lord, I speak your word this morning. May they not hear man. May they hear you. May I not speak from the depth of my knowledge. May I speak from the abundance of your grace. Father, and may you use this word to minister both to the speaker and to the hearers. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Put your hands together, Father, Lord. I want to welcome you to church this morning and to our online audience who are connected to us online, maybe by audio, on our YouTube channel, on Instagram or Facebook. I want to welcome you to service this morning. I want to say Happy New Month to you. This is the first month, the month of September, and it's my prayer that the Lord visit you this month in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, the title of my message is just a question. I want to thank God for one thing. For a long time now, if you have been a consistent member of this church, you will realize that anytime, for a long time, most of the time I come out to speak, before I speak my message or I preach my message, there will be so many other validations from different aspects of the ministry. And I see it as God give me an encouragement that what I'm saying is not just a voice, a lone voice in the wilderness, to say that this is actually what God is interested in. Right from the workers' prayer meeting, when Barrister Una led us the workers' prayer meeting, he started talking about seeking him. And when Dr. Ayola was opening the service, he was also in the same light. By the time of this declaration, Pastor Ms. Awodo came up. She said that God laid something on her heart and told her to ask a question about your identity. Do you remember? This morning, the Lord has laid it on my spirit to ask a question. Are you connected with the source? Are you connected to the source? When I'm talking about the source, there are so many interpretations or meanings of my gift to the source. Remember, there's a mythology that says that Ile-Ife is the source of human race or civilization. That's not the kind of source I'm talking about this morning. The source I'm talking about this morning is the Lord Jesus. He's our Father, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the beginning and the end of everything. Are you connected to the source? I want to thank you this morning that you are in this church. You are sitting in the auditorium. If you are not here, it will be termed as madness if I come and I start speaking to the empty chairs, two of us. So I thank you for being here. It shows you are connecting with the church. Thank you for that. But that is not enough. Are you connected to the source? If I look at the gallery and it's empty and you are not there, I will be so much encouraged that you are there at the gallery. It shows that you are having a sort of connection with the church. I want to thank you for that. But that is not enough. The question I want to ask you this morning, are you connected to the source? You are online with me this morning, any time of the day in your region or the world, connecting online on YouTube to our service. It will be a waste of data and resources, our IT resources, if we have the YouTube channel, Insta, and nobody is connecting. So that you are connected online, I want to thank you. But this morning, apart from connect to our service online, are you connected to the source? You might say, yes, I'm partnering with the pastor. I am working with the pastor in my soul group as a leader. If I'm here all alone and nobody's here to partner with me, can the work move forward? That the seed that is growing is that because you are partnering with us. But are you partnering with God? Because you can work for the pastor without working with the pastor. You can work for God even as a minister without working with God. Do you understand that? Perhaps I'm speaking parables. My son preached a message recently and he said that God outsourced some job for the devil. Which means the devil sometimes also works for God. But he doesn't work with God. For instance, when God needed to test Job, God doesn't do dirty jobs. He had to outsource this to the devil. When Jesus needed to be tested before going to the ministry, that job was outsourced to the devil. So the devil sometimes also works for God. Not all the time. Most of the time he works for himself. But sometimes he works for God, but he doesn't work with God at any point in time. So many of us also will work for God, but we don't work with God. This morning, the question I'm asking you again and again, which only you can answer, and only me can answer that question, are you connected to the source? Isaiah chapter 51. The book of Isaiah chapter 51, my focus this morning will be on verses 1 to 3. The book of Isaiah chapter 51, we are going to look at it from verses 1 to 3. Those three verses are going to be my thrust. Hearken to me, you that follow after righteousness, you that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence you are hewn, and to the hollow of the pit whence you are digged. Verse 2. Look unto Abraham your father and unto Sarah that bore you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. Verse 3. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. It will comfort all our waste places. It will make our wilderness like Eden and our desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Go back to verse 1. Now, the Bible is saying that here that we should hearken unto the Lord. Those of us who believe or who are seeking righteousness, what they say we should do? Look unto the rock from where you are hewn, and then from the hole, from where you are. Another one trying to say, from the quarry, from where you are dug. The question we should ask ourselves is, if you say, I am a child of God, if you say, I'm a member of the household of faith, You should ask yourself, what is the DNA? What should be the DNA in the DNA of a Christian? Do you have that in your own DNA? What is the family history? How do they do it if you belong to a family? They will surely say, the man or many things. If you belong to a family, you must refer that family. Any son or daughter that does not reflect the values and the virtues of a family is called a bastard. Two of us. Do you ask yourself? I call myself Christian, but how, what operates in the Christian family? How do they behave? How do they speak? How do they dress? How do they relate? Am I relating in line with the family history, with the family tradition? Am I dressing in line and in conformity with the family tradition? Am I relate? Am I talking? Am I behaving? Do I have the behavioral patterns? Look unto the rock from where you are healed, and unto the hole from which you are done. That is, what is your beginning? How do things operate? That's the question we need to ask ourselves. And when we now know our family history, our family tradition, are we in line with that tradition? Then if we are not in line with that family tradition, we are behaving like bastards. This morning, we need to ask ourselves, are we true sons and daughters of our Father, or we are just a shared disgrace to his name? And I'm speaking to you this morning, I'm speaking to myself as well. I'm speaking to audience here, and speaking to those who are at large. Are we making our Father to be proud, to say, yes, this is my son in whom I am pleased. This is my daughter in whom I am pleased. That was the testimony of Jesus Christ. What's your own testimony? What's my own testimony? Are we following the family tradition? I told you I'm happy you are members of the church. But I will be happier if all of us were a member of the kingdom. The challenge is that not every member of the church or the ministry is a member of the kingdom. And every member of the ministry or the church who is not a member of the kingdom is a waste. In fact, it's a labor in vain. If a ministry labors, no matter the resources, no matter the effort, no matter everything you put in into anyone who is not a member of the kingdom, he's just a member of your church, it's a waste of time. This morning, I'm not speaking only to you, I'm speaking to every one of us. I look unto the rock from whence you are healed, and unto the hold from where you are dug, from the quarry where you are mined. How does God expect us to behave? And again, it's also in the household of God. Does God abandon his people? Perhaps you have to say, yes, I'm a child of God. Yes, but God has abandoned me. But does God abandon his people? The answer is no. And so, even if there's anything that is making you to be anxious this morning, and truly you have looked at yourself, you know you are not a bastard. I want you to know God has a reputation to protect. God has a history of faithfulness. I'm still going to come to that. But first, I want us to go further into and the second verse of Isaiah chapter 51 says, look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bore you, for I called him alone. Blessed him and decreased. See, it's a gradation. Maybe I'll come to that shortly. The Bible says, look unto what? Abraham, your father. What did he say? I called him alone. Let me tell you. Don't say, because everybody is doing it, that's all I'm doing. Well, if Brother A can behave this way, why can't I? Why should my own be different? Can say after that's a minister. If a minister can behave this way, then that's a validation. Let me tell you something. Purpose is personalized, and destiny is individualized. You know, destiny is what you require, Yama. Do you agree with me? Destiny is what you call Anyama. And what's Anyama? Anyama, Tita, Yama, Loya, Tofuti, kindly. Purpose is personalized. Destiny is individualized. God called, said, I call Abraham alone. Alone. Other may be associated with him. Other may work with him. You are called alone. So look unto the rock. Even sometimes the pastor, your pastor, might disappoint you. Pastor is not God. Your unit leader is not God. Your elder in the church is not God. Say, I called him alone. I said, and I blessed him. But what happened before God blessed Abraham? Did he bless him as soon as he called him? Did the blessing begin to flow? This morning, if God has really called you and you have obeyed the call of the Lord, and you are going through a turbulent time, let me tell you, you have nothing to fear. All you need to do is to stick to God. See, if you look at Abraham, the Bible makes us to understand that Abraham had a turbulent period. He left with a lot of high expectations and promises. But at a point in time, God was almost taken for a liar. But one thing about Abraham, he stuck with God. So why Bible says we should look unto Abraham in the midst of crisis? Yes, what Abraham did, he made mistake. He made error of judgment. Not intentional mistake. Not error of intention. Abraham and Sarah, they made error of judgment. But despite that, somebody said, why is pastor calling it error of judgment? Let me tell you something for you to understand better. Yes, Abraham, no, at a point in time, thought that Eliezer, am I right? The servant is how will be his first, will be his here. It was error of judgment. It was not an intentional error, because by that time, a slave belongs to the master. It's his property by their dispensation. That was the order of the day then. And Sarah gave a servant, the slave servant, to him to bring a child. It was an error of judgment. It was not an intentional mistake. Let me tell you, at that point in time, slave girl was the property of Sarah. Are you getting what I'm saying now? That was their dispensation. And just when you have your money now, you can invest it to get return. True or false? So as far as Sarah was concerned, she was infesting Agar. Is that Agar now? She was infesting Agar to get a return of a male child. So I'm not trying to preach heresy. I'm trying to make you understand what I'm saying better. That was the law, legally speaking and culturally speaking, they were right. But then, that was spiritually wrong. It was an error of judgment. So, but all through their crisis, they never left God. And I'm praying for somebody this morning. If in any area you have made error of judgment, the Lord will visit you mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus. So God said, I call Abraham alone. So why are you trying to validate your error, your misdeed, by the example you are saying? After all, I mean, because Christianity is so popular now that many Christians are doing it. I call Abraham alone. What we need to do to validate our lives and our attitude is the word of God. Look unto the rock from where you are hewn. Look unto the quarry from where you are mined. And if for any reason the promise of God is appearing or appears to be delayed, still look unto Abraham. Yes, at a point, he almost felt hopeless. Sarah was confused. And in the midst of their confusion, that when they made the error of judgment. But then, because they stuck to God, God visited them. This morning, I'm trusting God. God is going to visit somebody. If you are the one, say amen. Amen. If you are the one, say amen. Amen. If you are the one, say amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. And if this happened, let's now go to verse 3. Verse 3 of that Isaiah chapter 51. Or maybe I read it from here to save time. If now the verse 3 says, for the Lord shall comfort Zion. It will comfort all our waste places. And it will make the wilderness like Eden, and the desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein. Thanksgiving and the voice of rejoicing. If you are connected to the source, this is your lot. Are you listening to me? Are you hearing me? Can you say amen? Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? Can you say amen? Amen? If you are connected to the source, but listen to me, I will still come back to this. They just tantalizing you about what is your lot. But you need to know how to take your stand before you can get your lot. It's not just automatic. There's a process. You have to be connected with this. But if for any reason there's anybody who was connected and has disconnected, you know, network also disconnect sometimes, two of us. You who come to the God frequency, but after a point in time, you disconnect. If for any reason you have disconnected, my friend, it is time to hook up back unto God. All you need to do is to reconnect. All you need to do is just to realign. You know one thing? When you look at the Bible, when somebody is connected or plugged onto the frequency of promise, if that person disconnects, God puts that promise on hold. He puts it on those sometimes. If you look at the Garden of Eden, When Adam, yes, when God was the one who created Adam and he blessed them, two of us, the first thing God, the first blessing upon whom did God put that blessing? Eh? In the Garden of Eden. He blessed them. God did not only create them. He put blessing upon their lives. I like the way Yoruba say MRBC, MRSC, MRBANYUN. So that means fullness of enjoyment. So it was blessing that God pronounced. But at a point in time, if you look at Genesis chapter 4, verse 2, I want to read it from here so that I don't waste it. It said, when thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth. Can you imagine? That means I'm putting a pause. I'm pressing a pause button. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto you our strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be in the house. The land that God blessed for them to be fruitful, to multiply, when they disconnected, God said, no, I put this on hold. Henceforth, the ground will not yield our strength. The strength is not physical strength now. The strength is fruitfulness. Are you getting what I'm saying now? It's productivity. God said, I'm pressing the pause button because you are disconnected. And thank God, Jesus connected us back again. And again, if you go to Genesis chapter 49, read verse 3. When Reuben was the firstborn, by his firstborn, he had double portion. That was the law. He had a lot of promises. I went to him. But God, that Jacob said, look, you are Reuben, my firstborn, my might, the beginning of my strength, excellency of dignity and power. Let's go to our source. Unstable as water. That thing troubles my mind. Go to verse 4. Thou shalt not excel. Unstable as water. Now, can you correlate verse 3 and verse 4? If he said excellency of power, of dignity and power, how can excellency not excel? Is it not contradiction? Look at verse 3. No, go back to verse 3. Look at what it says. Excellency of dignity and the excellency of what? Of power. Abba. Excellency of dignity and excellency of power. But the Bible says, when you get to verse 4, unstable as water. That was the disconnecting rod. Then the consequence followed. Thou. Abba. Excellency could no longer excel because of disconnection. If there's anything that is happening in your life this morning, because you are disconnected, the mercy of God will seek you out and will cause to reconnect with God, and your blessing will continue to flow again. In the mighty name of Jesus! My friend, it's time to reconnect to God. It is time to hook up with God again. It's time to come back to the source. It's time to link up with the source. It is time to realign ourselves. It is time to call ourselves back home. It is time to go beyond activities and routine. It's time to really ask ourselves hard and serious questions. Do I fit in into the family of God? You might fit into the church and not fit into the kingdom. Nobody will drive you away in the church. Several times, let me tell you, when people behave, or maybe they do come to the church, they dress anyhow, and the first man, I said, no, don't leave there. Don't. We talk to them, we don't drive them away. Who asked you not to come to church again? Because if you throw people out of the church, where do you want to throw them to? Do you want to throw them in the world? But you may fit into the church and not fit into the kingdom. You may fit into a subgroup without fitting into the kingdom. You may fit into the pastorate without fitting into the kingdom. Excellence of dignity, excellence of power, but then cannot exert, could not exert. What happened? There was a disconnecting rod. This morning, every bridge between you and God, every obstacle between you and God, the bridge I'm talking about, no, it's not actually a bridge anyway, because the bridge is something that connects. Every barrier between you and God, the Lord is going to remove it in the mighty name of Jesus. And any gap between you and God this morning, between your blessing, the Lord is going to bridge that gap. In the mighty name of Jesus. It's time. Tell somebody it's time to reconnect. Tell somebody it's time to reconnect. Tell somebody it's time to hook up. Hook up with God. Hook up with the Father. Hook up with the source. And when that happens, I'm happy to announce that verse 3 of Isaiah chapter 51 to you. Let us go to it and read that with joy. Isaiah chapter 51 verse 3. It says, let me try to read it here quickly because of my time. Okay. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. It does not matter what you have been going through. And he will comfort all our ways, places. You are Zion. The Lord will comfort you this month. All your waste places, the Lord will comfort you. Waste opportunity, waste effort, waste time, wasted opportunity, wasted effort, wasted time, wasted privileges. The Lord will restore in the mighty name of Jesus. Say that he will make our wilderness like heathen. And the desert like garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein. Thanksgiving and voice of melody. Hallelujah. This morning, if you are connected with the source and you are still experiencing desertification, aridity, dryness, the Lord is going to pour water. Amen. The Lord is going to bring refreshment. Amen. The Lord is going to bring comfort. Amen. I'm not just preaching this morning, I'm prophesying into your life. In the mighty name of Jesus! You know why I believe this much? In Psalm 105, verse 41, the Bible said, he opened the rock and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. He opened the rock and water gushed out. Those of you who are really connected, or you are decided to reconnect this morning, either you're already connected, or by the virtue of being part of this service or listening to my message this morning or online, you are decided to reconnect. Listen, perhaps you have been walking on hard ground, on rocky ground, rocky surfaces. No, rocky surfaces are very, very hard. And instead of soil, you are standing on rock. You cannot plant anything on rock and it will germinate. If there's no soil, if it germinates, it cannot take root. And God said you have to take root downward before you can take what? Branches upward. If you are connected or you are reconnected now and everything about your life is rocky, listen to what God is saying. He said, God opened the rock. This month and this time, God will open the rock for you. Yeah. And he said, the water gushed out. Let me tell you something. The water that comes from the rock is the water from aquifer. Let me speak as an ecologist now. If you're a scientist, you know what I'm talking about. Wave your hand. God bless you. I'm not alone in the house. The water that comes from the rock is aquifer. Comes from the aquifer. And that water is less polluted than the stream water, true of us. God has reserved the best for you and the best will come. When water in the stream, you see, it can dry up. Water in the aquifer is preserved. And that is what God is driving for you. Yeah, there's delay in one thing or the other because God wants to bring the water for you from the aquifer. Things are not happening snappily. It's because God wants to bring water for you from the aquifer. Things are slow down and not happening. It's because God wants to bring water to you from the aquifer. But stay connected. Stay connected. Do not disconnect. If you are not disconnected from the source, water will come to you from the rock. And it's not you that will do it, it's God that will open the rock. This morning, I'm praying for everybody who is connected to God. And things are tough. Things are hard. I stand in the name of the Lord. I lift my hands unto the heavenlies. And I connect this hand to the throne of grace. And I stretch it unto you. Listen to me. Whether here or online. Every hard rock upon which you are walking. Every hard rock that is surrounding you. I beg you by the power of Almighty. Let water go short from the aquifer unto you and refresh you in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, when water, they run in the dry places like a river. See, look at that. As I have Psalm 105, verse 41. Said, they ran. See, he said, he opened the rock and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places. You know, when they come, they came out with a what? With force. Every that's have been slow motion. When the Lord comes in, they come, go on the fast lane, and that's going to be your portion. In the mighty name of Jesus. You have been on slow motion. Things have been on slow motion. But when God breaks the rock and causes water to go shout, acceleration, speed comes in, and that's your portion this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Stand up this morning. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful. Faithful are faithful, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Oh, faithful are you. Oh, you are so faithful. You are faithful, faithful are you, Lord. You are faithful. Listen to me, this God is a faithful God. He didn't disappoint Abraham despite all he went through. And therefore, he's not going to disappoint you. All eyes closed this morning. But before I go further, the starting point is to look up onto the rock from where you are hung. Are you connected this morning? While all eyes are closed, you know you are yet to be connected, or you are connected and you know you have been disconnected. But this morning, you are saying, God, restore my connection. Lift up your right hand anywhere you are, whether at the hotel or the gallery, and God bless you. I'm going to pray. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's about you. I'm waiting for the others. Just lift up your hand unto the Lord. Say, God, I know. I was not connected, but now I want to connect. Or I was connected and disconnected, but now I'm disconnected. But now I'm reconnecting back to you. Either you want to connect or want to reconnect. Just lift that your hand anywhere you are, in the auto or the gallery. I give you 30 more seconds to do this. And I want you to take it seriously. See, it's not just a matter of making utter call and you go back. I want you to take this seriously. That when, now that you are taking the decision this morning, you want to stand by the Lord. You want to stay connected. You don't want to be as unstable as water. Instability brings a pause. But this morning, all of you that lift up your hands, is there somebody gallery to attend to this? I thought you are going to give them the slips because I want to connect with them later on. I'm not bringing them out because of time factor, but I want to have their records so I can connect with them as they connect with God. Please, I want you to quickly give them the slip, please. Fast. Let's talk about that so that we don't waste too much time. Don't lift up. See, lift up your hand so that I just want to give you sleep. Just slowly, not too loud. Ushers, please. Don't stay in the church without being connected with God. It's a waste of time. Don't be connected with the ministry without being connected with the source. It's a waste of time. On this side, now those of you that have given this slip, just leave that slip up. And as I pray for you, just say after me. Leave that slip and then say after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity you are giving to me again this morning. I thank you for your grace. Lord, I ask for forgiveness. Wash me clean with the blood of Jesus. From now onward, connect me to the source, which is the Father through Jesus Christ. And today, pour the grace to stand for you up into my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because I know you have done it in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for these ones. Those who have not connected before to the Lord Jesus. But today, they have come to say, they come unto you. My Father, my God, write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. And anyone who has connected and disconnected by reconnecting this morning. When Reuben disconnected, a time came, Moses said, let Reuben live. And his lot was restored. Lord, whatever they have lost because of this connection, this money restored to them. In the mighty name of Jesus, give them the grace to stand in your power, in your strength, in your grace. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, just write, feed that slip. When we are giving the offering, drop the slip in the offering basket. I want to have your contact. I want to connect with you later on. Now, to take that son, I'm going to pray for everyone. Now that all of us are connected, want to bring water out of the rock. Take that son 2 times. Whether you are joining online or you are here physically in the auditorium, in the gallery, lift your right hand unto the Lord. Heavenly Father, the Bible says you brought out water out of the rocks. And they ran in the dry ground like a river. This morning, everyone who is standing on a rocky surface, who is walking on the dry ground, who is facing difficulties and things are too hard, what they are expecting, what they are waiting for, they seem to be locked up. This morning, by the force of the Holy Spirit, wherever their blessing and their expectation is locked up, Lord, release it this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Every hard ground on which they are standing, I pour the water of the Holy Spirit onto it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Every rock that is holding their blessing, the expectation, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I break it in the mighty name of Jesus. Every obstacle that is standing in your way, give way, give way, give way, give way, give way, in the mighty name of Jesus. When that water came out of the rock, Bible said they gushed out. Every area where they are experiencing slow motion, let the power of God release their blessing and with the power of acceleration in the mighty name of Jesus. Where things have slowed down or have been held down, the power of deliverance, let it come upon them now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let blessings flow into their lives. Let grace flow into these lives. My Father and my God, let the time of comfort come unto this one. In the name of Jesus, I say receive comfort, 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 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, In Jesus' name we are prayed.